What kind of gets me about the whole under 21s thing, guys, is, and I want to talk about for the last 5 minutes before we finish, is that you go and see the under 18s and they feel like a real team. They're talking about, you know, there's a togetherness there, they know each other, they've got the bond, they're talking about the run that they're on, they're very proud of this good little run that they're on, which they should be. And then you kind of see the under 21s and it's just a mishmash of whoever's about at the time and whoever kind of can't get on in the first team squad, and it just kind of, and they're not really playing, you know, they've only played this one game in the last 2 weeks and it's a friendly. It just feels like a little bit of a mess to me. It feels like to under 18s, you know, in this country, we're doing something right. And then at under 21s, we kind of can't figure out what it is we're trying to do.
Yeah, it's a problem. It feels like it's just a jumping off point now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Half of last year's team are on loan, and then there's another half who you think are as good as the lads on loan who are still there. They've all got the right of business now. They're all seeing that next step as just about to happen to them. Chirivella,
yeah.
Sinclair, Teixeira. They're seeing it within sight, so they're possibly not looking around and thinking like team footballers.
Yeah.
And it's a problem, I suppose. And you know, I think we're going to be talking about this one for years to come.
Yeah.
We did virtually a whole show on it, didn't we?
Well,
with Tony
Barrett. Yeah.
I don't know the answer, but you're right. Not playing enough games is no good for anyone.
It'd help if they play more, wouldn't it?
Oh, I mean, I've been desperate to, because I couldn't get up to the Leicester game, and I've been desperate to go and see some of those players. And I mean, I totally get your point Rob makes about, you know, it is a sort of collection of individuals and not a team, because they're all at this. They've all got a sort of different agenda, if you like, in their own careers. And but I think, you know, it's still a massively important. I mean, if you think about, say, Chirivella and maybe Branigan or wherever, and say maybe even Rossiter, if he wasn't getting his games for England, under 19s at the moment, you know, where would they be playing their football if they weren't getting, you know, some football in the under 21s. I mean, that Swansea game you mentioned was a friendly, John, which was arranged specifically because they had no games to play. They've got a big, good trip to Sunderland this weekend, which is going to be at the Stadium of Light, which is fantastic.
Oh,
that's been switched. And then they've got, a good game coming up at the end of the month against Celtic at Langtree Park, which is a midweek game, which sounds like one for anyone listening to get along to, I would say, because you would imagine that, you know, Celtic will still bring a few. They'll just come.
They'll just be around.
Celtic don't play under 21 friendlies.
I was going to mention that. Yeah, we'll finish on that, actually. Wednesday, the 28th of October, they are playing Celtic. It's a 7 o'clock kickoff. It is at St Helens, as Andy's just said to you. And then they play the Sunday as well. Sunday, the 1st of November, another home game against Southampton.
It's worth pointing out, John, that competition, this international cup, was actually brought in to try and give some extra games. Liverpool have played Chelsea and it got beat 4-2. Now he's got Celtic, I think he's got Benfica and somebody else to come. But I mean, if you take that competition out of it, which only brought in this year, it'd be even more ridiculous. I mean, I'm not quite sure why under 21's football can't be more regular than they make it. I mean, that's, you know, that would help get over, you know, this feeling that there is a collection of individuals thrown together. You know, you do get the likes of Enrique, obviously needed games, not playing for the first team. You've got those ones who have played first team football and come back, and others who've, you know, the likes of Tom Brewitt, who last year's under 18's captain, stepping in to play centre half for the under 21s. I mean, this is a massive year for him.
But
he's not getting, you know, time to play many games at all yet. So you know, it is, for all that it's, you know, a strange league, the under 21s, I do think there's players there that's absolutely vital for.
I would be interested to see the next under 21 game. It would be the first one post the advent of kleptomania. And I tell you what, those lads, you know, they're going, and we said, talk about Jürgen's words at the beginning, if you're in the under 18s and you're excited, you're in the under 21s, you're not sleeping nights, are you?
Yeah, well, they should be excited. There's a few of those who have got a good chance of maybe doing something. So, yeah, get down to St Helens and watch them. As I say, as Andy said, Celtic are always a laugh, if anything else. So, Wednesday, 28th of October, to see some of them lads. And it's a proper tournament as well, so it might be a little bit more competitive. Okay, we'll leave it there. I just want to say a huge thanks to Andy Kelly, and a massive thanks as well to Mr. Rob Gutman for joining me for the Central League. We'll be back in a couple of weeks.